What the fuck? I don't know why I can never do it.
I'm just so beautiful.
You are beautiful. You make me nervous. I can't even look at myself either.
Because you're too beautiful. You make yourself nervous.
Wow. We are stunning. I'm going to leave this all in. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of What the Fuck is Going On. Today, I'm joined, as always, by my lovely co-host, Kelsey.
Hey, guys.
How's it going this week, Kelsey?
It's going okay, actually. Things are opening up again. The weather's getting nice, which always puts my mood in an upward direction. So it's going all right. It's going all right. How about you?
I agree with you. The nicer weather has been a blessing, and being able to get outside and do summery things has been really nice. Although still where I live, we have very strict restrictions, but they're supposed to be announcing some sort of reopening plan this week, which I cannot wait for.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes, very exciting. So today we are going to be talking about something that's truly crazy and what the fuck worthy, and that is the Canadian housing market.
It's insane. It's fucking stupid.
It is. So if you guys have been listening along with us, I can't remember which episode it was, but I talked about, it was our mini-sode on living downtown.
It was, yeah.
I talked about how there was a few things that happened in a row that made me just really ready to like move to a nice house in the suburbs. And my partner, Trevor, and I were looking for houses. We probably went to see, I'm in a ballpark, 20 houses with our realtor. And we stopped looking and re-signed our lease for our condo that we live in for another year a couple months ago, just because the market is too hot and there were these crazy bidding wars going on and we just knew it wasn't our time, which it was actually like pretty disheartening at the time. Definitely shed a few tears because it sucks when you are ready to get into the housing market, but the market is not ready for you or it's not the right time.
Yeah.
So that's sort of been my experience with the housing market in the last couple months. And Kelsey, you have a bit of a different story, which is kind of nice.
Yeah. So the market is also stupid here. I think it's stupid everywhere probably, but here it's not quite as bad, I would say, as other places. There's a lot of houses available where I live. So we started looking probably end of April, beginning of May, maybe. My husband had a week off of work and I work nights, so I was able to go during the day. We looked at probably 6-7 houses in person, but a million houses online. I've been looking at houses online for probably about a year and a half now. Just ready to go. I'm ready to live in a house. We did put an offer in on a house that we weren't able to come to an agreement with the people that were selling. So then we passed and then we found a different house that we actually somehow got for under asking price. And I'm so happy with it. It's in the area of town that we wanted. It's in a really nice location. It's a small house, but it's well done. We won't have to do much to it. And I'm just really excited to live there. I'm not excited to move.
It's so nice. I mean, I haven't seen the house in person, of course, but I've seen pictures and it's a beautiful house. It's a really nice house for a starter, like your first house ever. Mm. And it's amazing and like unheard of to me that you got it for under asking in this market. So you guys lucked out so much. And I'm so excited for you guys. It's so cute. I love it.
I'm so excited to live there. And I think one of the biggest things is that we had such an amazing realtor. She really went to bat for us a lot. She guided us through the process a lot because we had no idea what we were doing. So it made a big difference.
It really does. That's how our realtor is as well. Although we didn't end up making any offers. But of course, eventually we will, right? When the market cools off a little more here. And she has been really helpful to us as well because we also have no idea what we're doing. Like, I didn't realize that in Canada, you don't get to know other people's bids when you're
Yeah.
putting in an offer on a house until we started looking at houses. So I thought that the way it worked was you got to put in your offer and then you get to know what everyone else's offer is and then you get to increase your offer if you want to. No. That's not how it works.
It's how it should work, though, honestly.
I mean, that would be nice if that's how it worked.
Exactly. The real estate market, the way it works, is kind of scummy a little bit. Like, it really does keep a lot of things in the dark like that. So
Yes.
that to me is so stupid. Like, there's no other thing are you going to buy in your life that you won't know what other people are paying for it.
Exactly. And part of the reason why the market's so crazy here where I live is that there's just a lot less available on the market. So what is on the market, there's these crazy bidding wars going on because interest rates have been so low. Everyone wants to get into the housing market while interest rates are low. So there's a lot of competition for the few houses that are on the market. And apparently there's been less homes on the market than usual because of COVID, which makes sense. So they're doing, and don't ask me for details on this because I don't exactly understand how it works, but some stress tests in Canada on interest rates and mortgages, which is going to help cool the market off even more. Because the thing is, people are spending so much on homes at this low interest rate, but in 5 years, you're gonna have your interest rate's going to increase, and will people be able to afford their homes then? Is basically what they're trying to determine right now with these
Yes.
stress tests. Because, you know, you don't want to end up in a situation where 5 years down the road, you can't afford your mortgage payments, right? So.
Oh, exactly. And the other thing I can't understand is I was telling Rihanna this story before we started recording. I was reading a story about this couple in Ontario that's looking for a house, and there was a house that was sold for $200,000 in 2010, was listed for $399 this year, and went for $700,000.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Like, it's a 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom house. I don't know the details on the inside, but to me, it looks like a fairly smaller house, like probably around 1,100 square feet. $700,000. That house is not, like, it's not worth $700,000. It will never be worth $700,000 in our lifetime. Like, why would you spend that much money on a house like that?
And you brought up a good point before we started recording, which Kelsey and I always do this, you guys, where we get into conversations about the topic before and then we're like, hang on. You were saying, is it people that are desperate to get into the housing market so they're willing to pay
Like
so high
anything.
over asking? Or is it that there's wealthy people that are snapping up property for rental homes? So, and I bet it's a bit of both, right?
It has to be.
That's certainly the most I've heard a house go here for over asking is I think 200,000. And that was a lot for here. But
Yeah.
100,000, 120,000, 80,000, those are all pretty standard for where I live right now. Although it does seem to be trending downwards a little bit, even though of course there's still some outliers. So we're sitting tight for now. Hopefully in the fall we'll be able to start looking again more seriously, and hopefully by then either there's way more houses on the market or there's less bidding wars. Either one I'm fine with.
Yes, I'm sure you guys will find something at some point, 'cause this, like, it can't stay this way.
No, not forever.
No, there can't be that much money.
You would hope not.
I mean,
And if
if
there is,
there
why
is,
don't we have some of
that's what I
it?
was gonna say, what's wrong with us?
Gosh! So, my coworker sent me this article from CBC, and I shared it with Kelsey a little while ago, and we both thought it was really interesting. So,
So, this article's from cbc.ca. The title of the article is $716K is the average house price in Canada. Here's what you can get for that. So if you guys wanna, like, if you wanna pull it up and go through it with us, or we're also gonna kind of go through it together and talk about it, because it is really interesting. It does talk about what you can get for that price, like 716,000 in different cities in Canada. And it's interesting, it really is.
I found it so interesting, and some of it's not that surprising. I think if you live in Canada, you know that real estate in BC and Toronto is
Yes.
crazy, right? So, and then of course, there's other areas that are crazy as well, but those are two of like the most highly desirable living.
Yeah, I would say probably I would agree with that though. Like, they're the kind of the high population density, big job markets, right? Like lots of people work in those cities, lots
yes.
of desire to live there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so one of the most interesting things in this article is right off the bat, it talks about how that average price is up 31.6% in a year. In a year.
Which is insane.
Yeah, so the average price of homes here in Canada as a whole has gone up a lot in a year.
Yeah.
So that kind of tells you how crazy it's been.
And it says that it's the biggest annual increase on record. It's never gone up that much in a year.
That totally makes sense. And then we get into what you can actually get for that price in some of the major cities in Canada, starting with Vancouver, which of course, like we just said, is a very desirable city to live in Canada. So basically what you can get for that price is a one bedroom condo, which is small and mm-hmm. wouldn't work for very many people, right? No. One bedroom is either single or maybe a couple.
It's true. And while the pictures, it has three pictures of this condo, it looks like it's fairly like updated, but like there's no door on the pantry. There's no dining area. You just eat at the counter. The living area only fits one couch. Like it's tiny, you guys. Like, and I'm not surprised, but still.
It reminds me of my first apartment.
Mm-hmm.
It was a one bedroom condo. It was very, very small. It was literally your bedroom, bathroom, kitchen, and a living room. That's it. And yeah. It was perfect for one person, but not much more than that.
No. And it was a really cute condo. It really was. But it was. I couldn't see even a couple really living there for too long. You'd get real squished.
Even when my boyfriend and I first started dating and we became a little more serious, you know, you give your boyfriend, girlfriend, or partner a drawer. I couldn't even... give him a drawer because I didn't have enough room. So he got a space in a drawer.
So the next city we have up is Calgary. And they do mention that the typical price in a home in Calgary rose to $441,900 in March. And they picked a townhouse, which must be downtown because you could get big houses for $700,000 in Calgary. So that, to me, they might be like picking and choosing a few things. But they picked a nice townhouse. Probably downtown.
It's very nice.
And it's very well done. Like, it's a four-bedroom. It is bougie. It's nice. And it's big. Like, four bedrooms, three bathrooms. It looks very modern on the outside. Like, that very modern square kind of shape. Flat roof. Big living room with a fireplace. Open kitchen. Nice staircase. They have a picture of, I'm assuming, the master bath with a beautiful bathtub.
Yeah. So that's a little more reasonable.
Totally.
And then we move into Regina, and they have a very nice house that you can get for the $719,000. So it's kind of reminds me of like any house you would see in the suburbs. It's like a big two-story with a two-car garage.
Yeah, like attached front.
Yeah, nice, like high ceilings. And I'm sure it's like a nice neighborhood with lots of similar types of houses.
Totally. Like, when I think of what $700,000 should get you for a house, this is kind of what I think of. Like,
yes, I agree. This is what I feel like that type of money should get you.
Totally. Then we move on into Winnipeg. So it says Winnipeg's average selling price last month was $318,000. So they said for $699,900, you could own a large five-bedroom home. So this one's quite similar to the Regina house.
Yeah.
And it does confirm what Rihanna was saying about fewer properties and pushing prices upward. That totally coincides with each other.
Yes. The picture has snow in it. It's like so Manitoba.
It's so Manitoba.
But it is a really, again, a beautiful house.
It is. It's a two-story, has an attached quadruple garage, it almost looks like. Big open living room with a fireplace. Beautiful kitchen. It looks like marble on the floor. So again, something that I would expect for $700,000.
Which kind of makes sense because I would say Winnipeg and Regina are less desirable places to live in than Vancouver and Toronto, which next up is Toronto. Mm-hmm. So for $720,000, you can get a condo. It looks a little more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Spacious?
Spacious than the Vancouver one. Basically, this one has a small outdoor balcony, which It looks really cute. At least you could go outside. It has like a bigger open concept kitchen, dining room, living room. So maybe a little bigger than what you could get in Vancouver, but not too much.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. Like, it does look like there's space to put a dining room table, whereas the other one, it didn't look like that. Next up is Windsor, Ontario. So this is a house for $699,000, and it looks like it's a regular house. It looks like it's a bungalow with an attached two-car garage. It looks older. Maybe not so much older, but definitely an older style than the one in Regina and Winnipeg, and a bit smaller. And the kitchen, there's a picture of the kitchen. And the thing I don't understand about this kitchen is there's no counter space.
No. Maybe there's counters on the other side that we can't see.
There would have to be, because this kitchen doesn't make any sense. Anyway, so that's my big problem with this house. And also, it looks like it was built in the 70s,
It's pretty dated.
60s. It's pretty dated, and it doesn't look like it's been updated at all.
Right. So that's quite a bit of money for a house that needs updating, unless you're into that style. And then
Yeah.
Montreal, it's a condo that you can get for $715,000. But it's significantly more spacious than the ones in Toronto and Vancouver. So it's has a very nice balcony space, which leads us to my favorite house in the article.
Oh, this is my favorite house too, is Moncton in New Brunswick. So this is a house listed at $699,000, and you get a wine cellar, you guys.
Hell yeah.
So this house is beautiful from the outside, even like just this gorgeous, almost like a tiered look to it, with beautiful windows, beautiful landscaping. The kitchen is huge and gorgeous, like looks like granite countertops. And they have a picture of the wine cellar, and it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. So Rihanna and I are going to be moving to New Brunswick.
That's right, exactly. It seems like there's quite a bit of variety in the Maritime provinces with what you can get, because in Halifax for $695,000, you can get a 3-bedroom townhouse, which is a short walk to downtown. They had a new sales record for the month of March, which again tracks with our crazy market here. So a little different than what you could get in Moncton, but
Yeah.
still a house, not just a condo.
Totally. And then you go into Charlottetown in PEI for $695,000, you get this beautiful house on the river. And it's an older house, but it looks like it's been really well maintained and keeps like the old style with modern pieces, and it's gorgeous.
It's really nice.
Big kitchen, gorgeous fireplace, and you're on the river. Like, what else could you ask for?
There's maybe something to be said about moving to the Atlantic.
It's true. If you can work from home, like, why
Yeah.
not?
And if you don't mind, I think they get some pretty crazy snowfalls in the winter in some areas.
I think they do too.
And then last but not least, we have St. John's in Newfoundland. And there's a house here they have that was listed for $700,000. And it's an older home built in actually the 1800s that's been restored. And it looks beautiful from the pictures.
It's stunning.
Yeah, like a character home that's been restored to glory. I love the archways that were popular then versus just like a normal doorway. It's very, very pretty. So that's a crash course in Canadian real estate.
Yeah. So the variety of what you can get at different places is insane to me. Like, some
It's
of the things that are in
crazy.
the different cities for 700,000 to me is just not worth it. But I guess if that's where you want to live and that's your lifestyle, for sure, I guess. I wouldn't move to Toronto to live in a 1-bedroom condo for $700,000. Are you crazy?
Yeah, that's a whole other conversation for sure about if you want to live in the heart of Toronto or in Vancouver, you probably are not going to be able to realistically afford to buy a home ever, like a house. Maybe you'll be able to buy a
No.
condo, but you probably won't be able to buy a house, which for some people, that's okay. You know, they want to live in those destination cities because of what's there, right? But that's a whole other can of worms.
Totally. It depends on what your lifestyle is and what you want to do with your life goals, really, is.
Yeah, and your money.
And your money, yeah.
I hope you guys found that interesting. I know that article was like very crazy and enlightening to me.
Oh, same here. Let us know if you guys are also in the housing market. Any crazy market stories that you've heard of, we'd love to hear, because we find that stuff just so fascinating. Because it's insane, you
It
guys.
is.
This market doesn't make any sense.
I know. And stay tuned for updates probably in the fall time for when we start looking. I'll keep you guys posted on how we make out.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Well, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. So before I sign off here, just wanted to let you guys know that this will be our last episode for the summer. We're going to be taking a break for all of July and August, and so we'll start posting again in September. Everyone's going to be busy this summer. Hopefully that it goes kind of like last summer where things are kind of back to normal.
I hope so. I hope so. Everyone, enjoy your summer.
Yeah, have a really good one, you guys. So again, thank you so much for listening. We love doing this, and we're so glad that you guys are coming along this ride with us. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, our Instagram at WTF People Podcast, and our website, WTFPeoplePodcast.com. Please follow or subscribe anywhere that you can and rate us 5 stars. That would mean so much to us. And we really appreciate, again, that you guys are listening to us. If you want to contact us and tell us your housing market stories or any other stories or wine suggestions, topic ideas, just want to say hey, you can contact us at WTFPeoplePodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram. And that's what the fuck is going on.
Bye.